You're listening to a live concert from the 2013 Newport Jazz Festival, brought to you by WBGO, WGBH, and NPR Music. For more coverage from Newport, visit npr.org/NewportJazz.
Newport, what's happening?
Thank you.
Newport, how y'all doing? It's so nice to be here. You guys been having a good time so far? All right, we're gonna continue the party. We have an album called Renaissance, and that song you just heard is from the album Renaissance. It's called Detroit. Funky song for a funky city. Here's another song from the album. This song is about second chances. It's called Redemption. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Redemption. Say hello to Adam Agati on the guitar. Adam Agati. One more time. Turn me up. There we go. That song was called Redemption. Say hello to Adam Agati on the guitar. Yeah. There we go. On the drum is Louis Cato. Louis Cato on the drum. On the trumpet is Mr. Lee Hogans. Lee Hogans on the trumpet. On the keyboards at 21 years old, say hello to Mr. Brett Williams. Brett Williams. Is it legal to have you here? Yeah, he's 21, it's all right. On saxophone, Mr. Alex Hahn. Alex Hahn on sax.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, check it out, Newport. This next song has a bipolar disorder. It has two sides. One side is really cool, laid back, like y'all out here. And the other side is a little bit twisted. But that's like my personality, so it's a little bit autobiographical. I like this song because it starts off like all good songs. It starts off with the bass. Right?
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I told you, give it up, y'all, for Adam Agati on the guitar. Adam Agati. And Alex Hahn on all that saxophone. And Mr. Brett Williams on the keyboard. You guys having a good time? All right, excellent. If it's okay with you, I'd like to tell you a little story about this next piece. A couple of years ago, we did a gig in Senegal, Africa. It was a concert of the arts, beautiful in Senegal. And the day before the show, we took a small boat ride 10 minutes from the coast of Senegal to the island of Gorée. Gorée, G-O-R-E-E, Gorée. And on this island, there's a museum called La Maison des Esclaves, which means a slave house. And a long time ago, they used to stockpile the captive Africans in this slave house to do inventory and to make sure that they were healthy enough, strong enough to endure that long voyage across the Atlantic Ocean into slavery. There were three rooms, one for men, one for children, one for women. The rooms were very, very small, and these Africans were kept there one on top of the other like animals. It was very, very difficult. Also, there was a doorway, and on the other side of the doorway, there was nothing but the sea. And after a while, about 3 months or so, they would march the Africans through that doorway to put them on that boat to send them into slavery. So that doorway represented the end of their African experience. In fact, it was called the Door of No Return. And so I decided I wanted to write a piece of music about what we were feeling standing there in that slave house. And as I was writing the song, I was struck by the idea that that doorway, which was the end of their African experience, in fact, in a certain way, was also the beginning of our African-American experience. So instead of making the piece of music just about pain and resentment that we were feeling, I also wanted to make with this piece, I wanted to make it a celebration of the capacity of man to transcend horrible, difficult beginnings and create something positive. Yes. So here you go. Here's a song of pain and anger and resentment, but also of celebration. It's called Gorée. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was called Gore. One more time, y'all, for Alex Hahn on saxophone. Thank you so much. One more time for Lee Hogan on the trumpet. One more time, please, for Brett Williams on the piano. Brett Williams. Adam Agati on the guitar, y'all. Adam Agati. One more time for our drummer, Louis Cato. And from yours truly, Marcus Miller, Newport, it's truly an honor to perform for y'all. Thank you so much. Beautiful weather, beautiful day, beautiful people, beautiful music. We love you, and we hope to see you again real soon. God bless you. Bye-bye. We were gonna make believe we went away, but y'all can see us behind that screen, right? So if it's okay with you, we're gonna play one more. Is that all right? Okay, I'm taking requests. What do y'all wanna hear? That's like rule number one, never take requests, right? Okay, I heard each and every one of y'all. What we're gonna do is we're gonna do a song I wrote back in 1986. I was 7 years old at the time. I wrote this song for Miles Davis. It was in a dedication to Bishop Desmond Tutu. It's called Tutu. With the bass. Thank you. One more time, Alex, Lee, Britt, Lewis, Adam, Marcus, and all of you. Thank you so much. We'll see you again real soon. God bless. Bye-bye.